In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Father in heaven, for bringing us here today. Thank you for all the good that you are doing and have done. Come, let us worship Christ, chief shepherd of the flock, indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed. And we have this beautiful office of St. Pope Leo the Great. So I think that's going to be our theme for the special celebrations of this week. The papacy. What does the papacy mean to the church? And we can see a great example of what the papacy means at its best in Pope Leo the Great. This great and interesting pope. Of course, there's all kinds of popes. And one isn't necessarily better than the other, right? But they all have, some are, obviously. But then there's also stylistic differences. And, you know, Pope Leo wanted a lot of centralization in his time, but he was also very, very effective with that style. Lord God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. To you I have lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. My eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us. Over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, pour out your blessings and protection to help and heal us and strengthen us with your grace. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord. You are on our side, and you have been our help, saving us from age to age. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons, through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us, God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to you, O Jesus Christ. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ and every spiritual blessing in the to every spiritual blessing in the heavens. He has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. A reading from the letter of St. James. Do not, my brothers, speak ill of one another. The one who speaks ill of his brother or judges his brother is speaking against the law. It is the law he judges. If, however, you judge the law, you are no observer of the law. You are its judge. There is but one lawgiver and judge, one who can save and destroy. Who then are you to judge your neighbor? Responsory prayer. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Once more I say, O Lord, have mercy on me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you alone can heal me, for I have grieved you by my sins. Canticle of Mary will be from our pastors today. This is a faithful and wise steward. The Lord entrusted the care of his household to him so that he might give them their portion of food at the proper season. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. This is a faithful and wise steward. The Lord entrusted the care of his household to him, so that he might give them their portion of food at the proper season. Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our weakness we pray. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. You marvelously illumined your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor. You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders, like Moses, sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people. In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit. You yourself are the only visible possession of our holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you. The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life. Pray for Bill's intentions. Pray for Henry's intentions. Pray for Michael's intentions. We pray, especially during this month of November, when we think about and confront our own eventual death in this life, for the grace to come close to God, to let go of old bad habits, to have the grace to see things in a new way. And we pray for our dear souls in purgatory. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. So you can see how much shorter that is, right, than having the office of readings reading and the homily, like second reading from the tradition of the church. But I am going to read those at the end. Anyway, once after this final prayer, we'll read them anyway. I see we clocked in at 12 minutes, doing things more promptly and with shorter readings. God our Father, you will never allow the power of hell to prevail against your church, founded on the rock of the Apostle Peter. Let the prayers of Pope Leo the Great keep us faithful to your truth and secure in your peace. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Day after day, Peter proclaims to the whole church, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. So that was the Marian, that was supposed to be the antiphon for it. Evening prayer for the Canticle of Mary. We have a very, very special white memorial of Bishop Martin of Tours, St. Martin of Tours, tomorrow morning and evening. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The vision of the statue and the stone, the eternal kingdom of God. King Nebuchadnezzar asked Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, can you tell me that dream that I had and its meaning? In the king's presence, Daniel made this reply. The mystery about which the king has inquired, the wise men, enchanters, and magicians, and astrologers could not explain to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what is to happen in days to come. This was the dream you saw as you lay in bed. To you in your bed, there came thoughts about what should happen in the future, and he who reveals mysteries showed you what is to be. To me also this mystery has been revealed, not that I am wiser than any other living person, but in order that its meaning may be made known to the king, that you may understand the thoughts in your own mind. In your vision, O king, you saw a statue, very large and exceedingly bright, terrifying in appearance as it stood before you. The head of the statue was pure gold. Its chest and arms were silver. Its belly and thighs bronze. The legs iron. Its feet partially iron and partially tile. While you looked at the statue, a stone which was hewn from a mountain without a hand being put to it struck its iron and tile feet, breaking them in pieces. The iron tile bronze, silver, and gold all crumbled at once, fine as the chaff on the threshing floor in summer, and the wind blew them away without leaving a trace. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This was the dream, the interpretation we shall also give in the king's presence. You, O king, are the king of kings. To you, the God of heaven has given dominion and strength, power and glory, men, wild beasts, and birds of the air. Wherever they may dwell, he has handed over to you, making you ruler of them all. You are the head of gold. Another kingdom shall take your place, inferior to yours. Then a third kingdom of bronze. Then a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over the whole earth. There shall be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron. It shall break in pieces and subdue all these others, just as iron breaks in pieces and crushes everything else. The feet and toes you saw, partially of potter's tile and partially of iron, mean that it shall be a divided kingdom, and yet have some of the hardness of iron. As you saw, the iron mixes with clay tile, and toes partially iron and partially tile. The kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. The iron mixed with clay tile means that they shall seal their alliances by intermarriage, but they shall not stay united any more than iron mixes with clay. In the lifetime of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed or delivered up to another people. Rather, it shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and put an end to them, and it shall stand forever. That is the meaning of the stone you saw hewn from the mountain without a hand being put to it, which broke in pieces the tile, iron, bronze, silver, and gold. The great God has revealed to the king what shall be in the future. This is exactly what you dreamed, and its meaning is sure. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell down and worshipped Daniel, and ordered sacrifice and incense offered to him. To Daniel the king said, "Truly your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of kings, and a revealer of mysteries. That is why you are able to reveal this mystery." Responsory prayer. The God of heaven shall establish a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. It will overwhelm and absorb all the kingdoms of the earth, and God's kingdom shall stand forever. The stone which the builders rejected has become the keystone of the building. If this stone should fall on anyone, it will crush him, and God's kingdom will stand forever. You have a beautiful second reading from the preaching of St. Leo, the minister of a special calling, is the caption the church has chosen. Although the universal church of God is constituted by distinct orders of members, still, in spite of the many parts of its holy body, the church subsists as an integral whole, just as the apostle says, "We are all one in Christ, nor is anyone separated from the office of another in such a way that a lower group has no connection with the head." In the unity of faith and baptism, our community is then undivided. There is a common dignity, as the apostle Peter says in these words, "And you are built up as living stones into spiritual houses, a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices which are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." And again, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of election. For all regenerated in Christ are made kings by the sign of the cross. They are consecrated priests by the oil of the Holy Spirit. So that beyond the special service of our ministry as priests, all spiritual and mature Christians know that they are a royal race and sharers in the office of the priesthood. For what is more king-like than to find yourself ruler over the body after having surrendered your soul to God? And what is more priestly than to promise the Lord a pure conscience and to offer him, in love, unblemished victims on the altar of one's heart? Because, through the grace of God, it is a deed accomplished universally on behalf of all. It is altogether praiseworthy. And in keeping with a religious attitude, for you to rejoice in this, the day of our day of consecration, to consider it a day when we are especially honored, For indeed, one sacramental priesthood is established, is celebrated throughout the entire body of the Church. The oil which consecrates us has richer effects in the higher grades, yet it is not sparingly given in the lower. Sharing in this office, my dear brethren, you have solid ground for common rejoicing, yet there will be more genuine and excellent reason for joy if you do not dwell on the thought of our unworthiness. It is more helpful and more suitable to turn your thoughts to study the glory of the blessed Apostle Peter. We should celebrate this day above all in honor of him. He overflowed with abundant riches from the very source of all graces. Yet though he alone received much, nothing was given over to him without his sharing it. The Word made flesh lived among us, and in redeeming the whole human race, Christ gave himself entirely. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to Simon, I tell you most solemnly that you are Peter, and I will build my church upon this rock foundation, and the powers of hell will never overcome it. For all eternity, God's church stands firm, and the powers of hell are never to overcome it. Will never overcome it. Let's pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo, and his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Offer my partial or plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory. I offer my partial or plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.